Ladies and gentlemen, the world is much larger and stranger than you have been led to believe. There are extraordinary things in your everyday lives. There are hidden treasures and familiar shadows. You have been kept shielded from the dangerous and untamable world of the actual. We hand it all to you on a plate, packaged and pristine. The blandly mass-produced trinkets, the omnipresent corporate cafes, the unchallenging, brainless, auto-tuned, overprocessed media that fills your screens and airwaves. We've anesthetized you like a Huxley and Soma, with all the aroma of neatness and control, whilst the disorder of your anarchic nature has been pounding at your soul. We can never be like you, so we reduce you to simplicity. But you have sparks of divinity. You are married to infinity. We make you fear your imperfections, but in fact, they are the diamond of your being, and they will always offer unimaginable variations. You have forgotten how to dream because we have removed it from your language, but there are things inside you that are mysterious and magical and impossible to explain, and if anything cannot be rationally explained, then our machines will not compute. You're being watched, my friends. You are taxed livestock. You are numbers on our screens. And you are seeking little other than the peaceful parade of pictures on screens, the tranquil melody of corporate lullaby. This is an invitation. Put down your newspapers, turn off your TVs, because there is a war being waged for your minds, and you're starting to feel scared. You're starting to forget just how free and powerful you really are. Deep inside you there is a roaring fire that is not cooled by comfort or tamed by fear. A fire that burns in all things. A fire that can drag your fellow beings out of stagnant waters and reimagine your world with no leader or station, no grants from rich foundations. A world that is not made of atoms, but stories. A world that shifts its shape with every passing daydream that intervenes your daily routines and the narcotic moments of creative bliss. The bizarre stomach flutterings with the lovers who kiss. The complex structures you devise, and the endless nights shooting stars into your eyes. There are trails of light in your collective dreams. There is sentience in your discarded machines. Everything in this world is intoxicating. Everything is on fire all the time, and you are bound only by the limits of your imagination. Everything else will follow. The world will follow. As above, so below. A new heaven. And a new earth.